Sean, come on, we're gonna be late for class.
Hold on, I'm trying to check my messages.
Hey, John, what's your secret code? Oh, it's 1434.
Matthews, how do you know my secret code?
Easy, it's the same number as your bank card. Oh, I owe you 40 bucks.
Well, no messages. My dad hasn't called in 2 weeks now.
I wouldn't worry too much, Sean. Could be a million good reasons.
Yeah. Didn't he say he was on his way to the Vatican to visit his old friend the Pope?
Yeah.
Well, they only have one phone there, and it's in the Pope's bedroom, and you don't want to go in there.
It was just after his last letter. I thought he was headed this way. I was hoping to get the sale, that's all.
Mr. Turner, we got a big problem with Sean. I mean, this one goes way beyond puberty.
You mean puberty?
Yeah, puberty. Listen, you gotta get Sean's dad out here for at least a visit. I mean, he hasn't seen him since he took off after his mom. And that was like a year ago.
Well, I don't think he's coming back real soon, Matthews.
Why do you say that?
Well, because Chet's calls are getting few and far between. And a few months back, he sent me the paperwork to make me Sean's legal guardian.
Wow. No wonder Sean's been so bummed out lately.
It's a big step for him. And for me. I mean, it's difficult enough just living together in that mouse hole of an apartment.
Mr. Turner, you gotta do something.
Yeah, I do.
You know what? You're a good guy. Here's the 30 bucks I owe you.
40.
It's a good memory.
I'm just saying I didn't like any of the apartments we saw.
Be specific.
Okay, the first one, absolutely no furniture.
Sean, it was an unfurnished apartment.
Thank you.
Sean, why are you being so difficult?
I'm not being so difficult. You know, I didn't mind the nice duplex in the condo community, but you said that it was too expensive.
Good news. The duplex in the condo community, I talked them down. And look what they're throwing in. Carpets. Now, my advice is to go shag because it feels good between your toes.
What is wrong with right here? I mean, look. There's furniture everywhere. And the neighbors? The best. Wonderful people who mind their own business.
Hey, Mrs. Dubcek, can you quit looking at me like that?
Eli, what's going on?
Remember when Mrs. Dubcek's husband died? She said she'd never look at another man? Well, she's over him. And I'm scared.
Why? You know, you could do worse than Mrs. Dubcek. In fact, I've seen you do worse than Mrs. Dubcek.
This building's gonna miss that wit when you're gone. And when is that happy day, huh?
As soon as Sean finds a place he likes.
You know, since everybody's talking about me like I'm not here, I might as well not be here. Let me know how things turn out.
Look, Mr. Turner, I know Sean's a little antsy about this, but this idea of yours moving into a new apartment, I think it's brilliant. Sean, wait up. I got some linoleums that'll knock your socks off.
Mr. Matthews. How I love the energy of a rededicated and enthusiastic senior. Off to class, eh?
Lunch.
Now, it wouldn't be a bad idea if you took some of that pep into the classroom.
Well, you start serving mashed taters, maybe I will.
I'll take it under consideration. While you're here, mm-hmm. I have your paper on European monarchies.
A D?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Feeney, I worked really hard on this. Where'd I go wrong?
I'd have to say the fifth grade when you took that ride in the dryer.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for that, my hair would still look like Corey's.
Come on, Mr. Feeney, you know how hard I've been working lately. This grade's gonna kill my average. Can I do another paper?
I have a better idea. Tutoring.
Well, I thought all the tutors got together and agreed to never work with me again.
Oh, indeed they did. My thought was to make you a tutor.
Mr. Feeney, when'd you take your ride in the dryer?
Do you know Jeff Lacey?
Yeah, he's a guard in the basketball team.
Mr. Lacey has athletic scholarship offers to 20 colleges, but he needs at least a C average to get in.
Okay, so I tutor this kid, help him get into college. He turns pro, makes millions. What do I get out of this?
The joy of helping someone learn.
But no money.
You get used to it.
So, did you decide yet?
About what?
The condo. Now, look, I just got off the phone with the landlord. There was another offer made, but I did a little dancing. I bought us another half day. But you can't keep us hanging.
Us? Corey, what's in this for you?
Well, if I rent 10 places, I get a cruise.
Corey, there's not going to be any move.
Why? What's going on?
Hey, I've been moving around ever since I was a little kid. I'm sick of it. I don't want to do it anymore. So I just want the next move to be the last one.
Yeah, but Turner's doing this for you. I mean, he's a great friend.
Yeah, a friend.
John, this does not taste like chicken a la ranch. You didn't use Tang, did you?
Eli, I said taste it, not suck the meat off the bone.
Somebody's got their apron on a little too tight. What's with you?
Well, I spoke to an attorney today. Guess what? 48 hours, I'm Sean's legal guardian.
Whoa. Been on the fence about that one for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's what he needs, man. Besides, I've come this far, I might as well go the distance, you know?
Well, something like that'll change your life forever, man.
What'll change your life forever?
See you guys later.
Hey, Sean, I thought you were eating dinner over at the Matthews.
Yeah, I was, but, I'm tired. I wanted to turn in early. Chicken a la Tang. What's the special occasion?
Well, I got a date. But hey, you know, I can easily stretch this three ways.
Hey, finally got another letter from my dad.
And where is he now?
He's still in that truck stop in Reading.
What'd you do that for?
It's 50 miles from here, John. I mean, the least he could do is come visit me.
Hey, you know, Sean, I spoke to an attorney today. A couple of signatures, and I'm your legal guardian.
I thought you did that months ago.
Well, I got the forms, I just never got around to filling them out.
Got around to filling them out? I'm so sorry my life didn't fit into your busy schedule.
Whoa, whoa, Sean, hey, cut me some slack. I'm just trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know you are. Hey, enjoy your day.
All right, Jeff, here's an easy one. Now, who was the king of France before Louis XIV?
I'm not following.
Come on, Jeff, this stuff's definitely gonna be on the test. Now, it's Louis the...
King?
All right, last minute of play, you answer one question, we win the big game.
Go, baby.
Okay.
Jeff, is that your Porsche out front?
Yes!
We win! You, care for a little ride, ladies?
Hey, Jeff, come on, look away, studying.
Is that all you straight C students think about?
No, but I promised Feeney, besides, you can't fit four people in a Porsche.
We can if the girls sit on your lap.
Break time. Come on. All right, Jeff, who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
Jeff!
Nah, just kidding. Who?
What a waste of a night. I just spent 3 hours speeding around in a Porsche with a pretty girl in my lap.
I hate when that happens.
What do you know that has a Porsche?
Oh, you didn't hear? The school's All-American point guard is being tutored by the school's All-American cheesehead.
Corey, get the phone.
I didn't hear it ringing.
Oh, I'll get it.
Eric, a tutor. I'm proud, yet confused.
Can we be sued?
Hey, Mrs. Matthews, Mr. Matthews. Can you guys leave?
No.
Dang, I need another plan.
Sean, let's just go outside.
Man, you are good on your feet. Corey, now that your parents have left the room, I gotta ask you something. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm showing a three-bedroom at 7:30, but after that, I'm free as a bird.
Cool, because we're going to see my dad.
Wait, you know where he is?
Yeah, he's staying at this truck stop in Reading. And by motorcycle, that's less than an hour away.
I'm there. But can Turner get us both on the back of his bike?
Turner's not coming. It's just you and me.
Nah, forget it, Sean. Count me out.
Oh, come on. It's just a little field trip. What's the worst thing that could possibly happen?
Get one phone call.
You guys really say that, huh?
Nice way to spend a date. A little dinner, a little wine, a little prison.
Hey, at least you got dinner.
Sean, that was a stupid, dangerous stunt you pulled. What if you'd have lost control of the bike?
I didn't.
Yeah, but Sean, what if you had?
But I didn't.
You could have hurt someone, and I'd be legally responsible.
Oh, so that's why you're so upset. You don't want to be legally responsible for me.
That's a cheap shot, and you know it.
Yeah? Then why'd you take your sweet time to file for guardianship?
Is that what this is about?
It's what everything's about, John. It's my life. I mean, you've got your life. My dad's got his life. I just feel like I've got nothing.
Sean, if you'd have wanted to see your dad, I could have taken you.
It's more than that, John. I'm just tired of feeling like a guest wherever I go.
Yeah, I know, I know. But look, Sean, this hasn't been the easiest year for me either. You know, I mean, going from a single guy to raising a 15-year-old was not on my to-do list.
Great. So we're both on each other's nerves.
Well, I don't know, Sean. I mean, I offered to get us a bigger place. You don't want any part of it.
Yeah, well, you've had the guardianship papers for months and you still haven't filled them out yet.
I don't know, maybe we're both afraid to make this living arrangement permanent.
Yeah. Maybe we are.
Got it.
Good news, Cor.
Sean, there's no such thing as good news before I've had my grape nuts.
I'm just gonna store some stuff here until I settle in.
Settle in?
Yeah, I'm moving back to the trailer park.
Well, your dad found your mom and they're moving back?
No, I'm moving into Uncle Mike's trailer.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I just don't know why I didn't think of this a long time ago.
Yeah, but Sean, I mean, you said you're only gonna make one more move and it had to be the right one.
Look, I can't keep waiting for my dad to come home. I gotta get on with my life. At least at the trailer park, I'll be surrounded by family and the FBI agents who surround them.
Our son, the tutor.
So how was studying with Jeff?
Nag. What are you, my mom?
Yes, and what a joy it is.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. I shouldn't take all my anger out on you. That's what Corey's for.
Corey!
Eric, what's the problem?
Dad, I recite the entire history of Europe to this kid, from Henry IV's Edict of Nantes to Talleyrand, the Treaty of Vienna. You know what he says to me? He says, I can burp through my ears. And then he does it.
Well, at least you tried.
You know what gets me? This kid's got 20 colleges begging him to come there, and I can't get into one.
Eric, you will get into college, and you will have earned it.
You know, maybe Jeff's on to something. Maybe have, like, an untapped talent that could guide me through life, huh? Apple? Sink? He shoots? He sucks.
He pays.
Ear burps it is, then.
You know, Mom, Dad, when Eric's off to college, that big old room of ours is gonna seem mighty lonely.
What's your angle?
Sean needs a new place to live.
What, he's not happy at Mr. Turner's?
How could he be? It's not really his home.
Well, you know there's always room for Sean here, but this wouldn't be his home. It'd still be just another temporary solution.
I think what Sean needs is something permanent.
What does Sean's dad have to say about this?
Who knows? I mean, no one talks in that family.
Well, I know if Sean were my son, I'd like to be consulted about his future.
Okay, Topanga, just act natural and try and fit in.
Okay, but I'm not going to spit.
I don't see Sean's dad anywhere.
Okay, let's go. Maybe the bus is still here.
No, we're on a mission. Now cover me.
Oh, I really hope I don't have to use the bathroom.
Gentlemen. Now that I've broken the ice, anyone here know a guy named Chet Hunter? You know, I did forget to chalk my nose before I left the house. Thank you, sir.
I don't care if you're having a good time. I am sick of watching your shoe pull on that. If you're not going to treat me like a desirable woman, then I will just find me a man that can. What about you, mister? You look like a man who knows how to treat a woman, right?
Oh, tingle.
You know how to dance.
Teach me, please.
Corey, what are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to see what this woman knows. Which I'm thinking is an awful lot.
Well, do you really think this is a productive use of our time?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, I found him first. Don't make me laugh. Would you like to step outside?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, this is great. Lord love a duck. Is that who I think it is?
Yeah, Mr. Hunter, it's me, Corey Matthews.
Oh, sorry, my mistake.
No, I'm Sean's friend.
Oh, right. How you been? Step into my office. Huh?
Oh, no thanks.
No, I'm asking you, do you think it's pie? I got out of the dirties.
Either Apple Brown Betty or some kind of dim sum.
So, you working here?
Yeah, just till I pay off some parking tickets, then. Back out on the road looking for my lovely wife, Verna. You ever been married?
Oh, I'm 15.
Now, don't you give up hope. Verna and I were 16 before we got hitched. She wanted to wait till she got out of the Navy. So, Cortez, what brings you up here?
Well, I actually came to talk to you about Sean.
Why, is he sick?
No. He's just all confused. And, well, I think he really misses me.
Well, I miss him, too. He's a good boy.
Then come back for him. He needs you there.
Nah. Sean's better off where he is. Turner sends me his report cards and his tests. Even sent me a picture of him and that new girlfriend of his. Reminds me of his mom, about 1,000 years ago.
See, Sean needs family in his life, and that's you.
Come on, son. Sean's better off where he is now than he ever could be with a man like me.
Mr. Turner's great now, okay, but he's his friend. He's not his father. You are. And with all due respect, if you love him, Mr. Hunter, then you'd come back for him.
I love him. I love him so much I can't go back. But you tell Sean his daddy said, hey.
If you'd tease that hair, I bet you'd be 6 feet tall. Okay, Lorraine, let's do it. Lamb chop, you have another cup of coffee. This may take a while, hmm?
Mr. Feeney. You know, before you grade the midterms,
I already have, Mr. Matthews.
Mr. Feeney, I just want you to know that I worked really hard with Jeff, but you know better than anybody else that you can't teach somebody if they don't want to learn.
Well, how do you explain this?
You gave Jeff a C+?
No. You did.
I don't know what to say. I thought the guy was a total lost cause.
I don't believe in lost causes. I think this is yours.
Oh, wait, Mr. Feeney, you didn't finish your sentence here. You just put A. A what?
That's your grade, Eric.
It is. Mr. Feeney, as I stand here in front of you, my fellow students, the entire faculty, I must say that...
Oh, give it up, man. It's just one test. However, congratulations.
Hey, wait. Mr. Feeney, this was your plan all along? I teach Jeff, but really I teach myself. He does better, I do better. Mr. Feeney, you sly, sly dog.
Got lucky on that one.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, I'm glad to say that promotion came through for you.
Dad?
Sean.
What are you doing here?
Well, I guess I could ask you the same thing. Evening, officer. Hey, here's a hint, son. Whenever you find yourself in custody, smile. Nobody ever billy clubbed a happy man.
Dad, long time. You look good.
Oh, right back at you.
How'd you ever find me here?
Better question. How'd you find yourself here?
Well, I moved out of Turner's. I was gonna move in with Uncle Mike, but his trailer's gone. So a cop found me sleeping in the park and brought me here.
Hey, they turn on the swirly lights when they brought you in. That's always fun.
So any luck finding Mom?
Well, I saw her a couple of months ago. Had her cornered in Mississippi, but she dove off the riverboat. Woman swims like a seal.
And how long are you going to keep chasing her?
Just want to give her enough time to clear her head.
It's been a year.
Woman's got a big head.
Come on, hey, you kidding?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. If your mama wanted me to catch her, well, she'd be caught.
So what's next?
Well, what's next is we get you out of here and back to Turner's where you belong.
Dad, you know, I was thinking, maybe you could stick around here for a while.
There ain't nothing in this town for me.
Yeah, there is. Me.
Sean, I left you with Turner's because in my mind it was a better place.
And it was a good place, Dad, but I wouldn't call it better. It wasn't with you. It wasn't home.
I don't know, Sean.
Come on, Dad. I'm right here. No chasing. Besides, I need you. And I'm thinking you need me.
Well, if you remember, I ain't much of a cook.
Can't be any worse than Mom.
Ain't that the truth? So, I'm gonna do something I haven't done since you were a very little boy.
Get a job?
Heck no. Something better.
Hunter, you've been bailed.
Which one?
Little one.
All right, Sean.
Chet?
Look at me, Teach. I'm a bad seed. I was on my way to your place when I ran into a speed trap and a pile of unpaid parking tickets.
Yeah, so let me guess who's bailing you out.
Well, I'd be much obliged. I gotta get out of here so I can take care of my boy.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm staying. Wouldn't be much of a father if I didn't, would I? Your job's done.
Hey, Sean. Dad, can I talk to John alone for a minute?
Sure. I'd step outside, but they'd shoot me.
Hey, Sean, I don't even need to ask. I can tell this is what you want.
You know, John, this is like we said. We knew that this wasn't forever.
Hey, a roof and a bed.
And a good friend.
The best.
Thanks. I owe you. You put up with a lot.
I'll do it again.
Okay, Sean, I'll meet you downstairs. One more parking ticket, I home get to Denver boot. Hey, you kids, get off my front porch!
Alcor, wish me luck.
You got it.
Hey, you know, my dad told me about how you tracked him down and everything.
Sean, we're friends. I mean, we help each other out. That's what we do.
You know what I've wanted to do for a long time, Cor? Invite you to my house for dinner.
Well, who's cooking?
You are.
Huh. I'm there.
Okay, that's just about it.
Dad, that's Mr. Turner's TV.
Well, heck, you've been here a year. Besides, teachers shouldn't be watching television anyway.